There were no new cross-border incidents reported today between Israel and its neighbors, but the rhetoric is still heated following Israel's airstrike deep inside Syria over the weekend. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad accused Israel of trying to drag Syria into a regional conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said his forces are prepared to strike anywhere. In the West Bank, meanwhile, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat swore in an emergency cabinet. NPR's Peter Kenyon traveled to Ramallah and has this report on the day's events.
Israel strengthened its military units along the Lebanese border today, following the shooting death of an Israeli soldier yesterday by a sniper from Lebanon. The army also released a map purporting to show the location of homes and offices of Palestinian militant leaders in Damascus. At the same time, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Israel stands ready to attack its enemies wherever they may be.
Israel will not be deterred from defending its citizens and will hit its enemies any place and in any way. At the same time, we will not miss any opening, an opportunity to reach an agreement with our neighbors and peace.
In Yasser Arafat's Ramallah compound, a shaky-looking Palestinian leader swore in most of the members of his new 8-man emergency cabinet and his new prime minister, Ahmed Karea. Arafat entered the room slowly, with aides holding him by each arm, before greeting six of his new cabinet members and delivering an unusually short speech wishing the emergency government success. Two cabinet members were missing from the ceremony, including incoming Interior Minister Nasser Youssef, who was reportedly unhappy with the scope of his authority over Palestinian security forces. Foreign Minister Nabil Shath assured reporters that the dispute would be resolved and Youssef would be part of the new government. The new government faces the same obstacle it vexed former Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, whether to crack down on Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the other armed Palestinian factions. Hassan Shaka, mayor of the West Bank city of Nablus, says like Abbas, Karea will also seek to avoid internal conflict.
I believe with negotiation we can solve any problem.
Palestinian analysts say the emergency government was rushed into place so there wouldn't be a power vacuum should anything happen to Arafat, either because of ill health or an Israeli military raid on his compound. Former Interior Minister and Arafat advisor Hani al-Hassan acknowledged the uncertainty of the situation.
We are not pessimists, but we are cautious because Sharon expanded the confrontation. He is going to make it regional. He is attacking Syria, attacking Lebanon. To use that as a cover to escalate internally.
Hassan says the key will be the attitude of the United States and its willingness to devote the energy and political capital necessary to move the Israelis and Palestinians closer together.
Till now, they are waiting. But also the question, does America have time to deal with the Middle East problem during the election?
The potential for American inattention, combined with growing calls from the Israeli right for action against Arafat, are two elements Palestinians cited as justifying the current emergency government. If that analysis is correct, then the coming weeks and months may be marked not by hopeful diplomatic forays, but by grim efforts to guard against the absolute worst-case scenarios. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.